Blog Talk Radio.
However, when it comes down to, it's like we still do the good old boy system though too. So they really don't want that woman in charge. So
well, you know that
core of it, you know, that's what the very core of it is.
Well, and unfortunately, it's become like this. You throw the middle finger up to her, but she hasn't done nothing to not get it. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's on one level deserving. I think my real personal opinion, a Hillary Clinton presidency would look worse than Barack Obama. And the reason is because she has way more haters than Barack Obama. And,
right,
and she
right, right.
And she worked for Barack Obama and her husband.
Exactly.
And she was working when Bush was in charge in the Senate. And she has her fingerprints on a lot of stuff. And people sometimes, I mean, I'm sorry, bro. Her style is like, nah, I can't end with that. I don't like her style no more. You know, when she was running for Senate, it worked fine. It worked fine when we were running for Senate. But now, it's like, nah. And then, you know, let's talk about bringing Bill Clinton back in. I don't really want to hear that. That's like bringing an old girlfriend back in your life. I don't want to hear that.
I mean, it depends on who the old girlfriend is.
Well, now that you put it. Oh, well, I got one that I used to call Flying High. So, well, I guess I got a little love left. For size high. Well, okay. Enough of that point, GRX. Thank you, GRX, for just throwing me under the bus. All righty then. Back to you, Bob. All right.
I can't say that, bro. I'm there where my, you know, I guess you would say high school sweetheart. You know, I went backwards.
Well, you went hyphy. And you went full hyphy. And you, and your ability to go full hyphy, I'm like, well, damn, I ain't been able to go hypey like that. Man, I'm on Facebook. Even GRX ain't even on Facebook. He went hypey, I can't go hypey. Oh, man. Where are my white girls at? Where are my Mexican bros, I used to say? Where are they at? Where are the Asians? Where are all these light skin sisters? Where are the dark skin sisters?
Where
are
they at?
Where are they at?
Oh, man.
Man, now that you done brought it up. See how ladies do? We just got off. We were talking about some real gang, and now we're talking about real gang.
Some other gang.
The game of life that we know all too well. I really didn't want to get into that. You know, it's hard to be on the Christian uplook swing path and then to get trickled down by your own inhibition. You know, everybody got a little Bill Cosby in them.
Everybody
has
a little bit of God.
Problem is, I can't.
Just jello. Just
jello. Don't even. Oh, now you brought up the jello. See, you got to stop. We went from stars out of jello. We can't talk about politics and real stuff on this show because at the end of the day, it might be because we're men. And we only like the men's bathroom. Actually, we will go into the women's bathroom, but not for no reasons you think. We ain't on trans. We just on gender, baby.
We're on the gender.
And we got an agenda for your gender. I think I should quit now, right?
Moving right along.
Moving right along. How about that Steph Curry, huh?
How about that Steph Curry, huh?
I think that... They can do it.
What was impressive was the fact that, well, we know that Steph is hurt, that's for sure. Even though he's still shooting well and he's playing basketball right after he came back, but we can tell that he's hurt.
I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he's hurt or
gotten shorter.
And
they're using more bench players and giving him more time to recuperate. He still ain't nothing doing all of that. You know, they were just basically go ahead, Steph, do your thing, and help us win. And what I think that's what's hurting the team is some of Steph's bad decision making.
Well, is he hurt or is he having a psychological effect, having been injured, and now you're kind of genteel on your ankles and your knees and your ligaments? You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, I think that he's thinking about them my play. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, because you've been thinking about trying to preserve yourself for the game after the one you lose.
Right.
When you, in fact, you need to win that game, and you need to go balls out each game. And if you don't make it past that game but win, well, then you get your job, because that's why they're paying you the millions. And then Thompson needs to pick it up, and also there's other players, right?
Well, you know, who's really bringing down, and I say as a big key to the team, is Draymond Green. Well, Draymond is not playing like how he played during the season. He's missing a lot of shots, a lot of turnovers, the flinging and the kicking. You know, he could have got kicked out of the last game. He damn near kicked AD in the head, and, you know, while playing. They're going to make some new changes about that, and it's going to be called the Draymond rule. You get your feet up in the air after you've been fired, then they're going to have to do something about that.
I agree with you. I think that he is playing, he played better in the last game than the two previous games, or the one previous. However, he is still, you know, I think by halftime, he still only had like 6 points or something. But, and he did foul that boy, and he should have gotten a flagrant. But, again, I think that we are citing that the NBA has a whole, like the NFL now, you got a lot of problems that y'all need to work out in terms of how y'all going to call these games. You need some ref consistency. We don't need, when it's LeBron.
Again, we can fix the ref problem. You make your refs full time and not part time. And so when it's the off season, then they go to camp or whatever you want to call it, like a OTA, and get their acts together and see films and say, this is how we're going to call it this year, instead of just waiting until the season, just preseason, to get these reps in here. And there's so many British refs out there. Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything wrong with the refs that are out there. And I know some of them cast personally. But they don't have any off-season training to keep them all on the same accord. So when you bring in a new ref, he's got a new idea on his own trying to just to fill in, and then, you know, a foul isn't a foul anymore, travel isn't traveling anymore, charging isn't charging anymore, because we don't know what it is. It's not consistent. So only when it's going to be consistent is making these refs full-time, on the payroll, 24/7, work it out. You know what I'm saying?
But how is making them full-time going to change the policy of play calling? It doesn't make any sense to me what you just said.
What will happen with the play calling, it will become more consistent, because the refs are not just part-time. You know, like I said, one day I'm a lawyer, next I'm a ref on the floor, and I'm only reffing maybe 20 games.
But the NFL used to be that way. In fact, I knew an NFL.
It's still that way. And now they're talking about putting these guys on payroll to make it where they can be more consistent in their call and their approach to the game.
Yeah, but
so you're not paying me to be consistent.
Well, hold up.
Approach to the game is not going to happen.
Hold up. Your job as a ref is to be a mediator, like a judge. And your job.
You're supposed to be a mediator like a judge, but you're not supposed to be visible.
Well, why does the amount of pay have anything to do with what their job description is? They took that pay, okay?
All I'm saying is if you want to be more consistent, you got to get more consistent reps, and you got to get more consistent in the system. And so it can't be just part-time, bro. It can't be. That's just the way I feel about it. I mean, it's just like with me being an engineer. I can't be a part-time engineer. Like, you got, okay, Greg, it's, you got 2 months coming, and you got to be an engineer again. You know, you just can't jump back into that.
Oh,
that's it's got to be consistently done so you'll be at the top of your game.
Jeez.
I see with these refs, they're at the top of their game. There's only a few refs out there that's really at the top of their game.
Jeez.
And those are the refs that you see in the playoffs. And now we're seeing that even these refs that are at the top of the games in the playoffs are making some major mistakes.
GRX, you're killing me over here. You used to be a part-time player and pimp like me. And we would switch back and forth.
I had to let it go because I couldn't do it full-time and right.
Well, when you're DPing, all we is dabbling in the game, okay? We didn't have to go out and buy a Seville because they would ride on the skateboard. I mean, I didn't have to be a Cadillac pimp when I could just get them on the handlebars of the swing. Think about it.
You were big time when you were on the swing.
I'd have had no overhead. soon as you buy the Cadillac, then you got to buy gas.
That's right.
Now I got to buy you phone minutes, too. Wow. Well, I see some logic in your in your ref needing to be full time. I just think that there's one area is that when you took the job, you knew what the prerequisites were. They told you what it was, and even though it's part time, you may be talking. You're not talking $10 an hour. You're talking.
No, I'm not talking about $10 an hour.
They may be getting $400-$500 a game.
But I don't think that it's just like the dealers. Okay, I'm a DJ, you're a DJ. You wouldn't just jump up today and say, I'm going to go do a party right then and not have practice or not have put the work in to find out what records or whatever the party wants to listen to get them all hyped up and dead. So what I'm saying is if you're not actively staying constantly, it's going to take a little bit. And then they're always adding a little rules. And each rule, they got to work their game preseason. Well, preseason is about rules, so they're going to work all those rules out.
Man, you're killing me, man. You know I'm going to show up to the party in my hammer suit because I'm stuck in the 1990s. You know I got the gazelle. You know I got big donkey chains around my neck because I'm stuck in the 90s. And you know I keep a little something on my hair to get that little wave going, you know. You know I'm stuck in the 90s, so I might just show up and bring nothing but Miami Bass. And if they don't feel me, that's all
deal. No, check this out. I'm going to break you way back then. Okay. Remember back in the day, right? So now we got this high premium that we sweat, right?
Yeah.
Remember when they had the Columbia and it only came with a whole bunch of sticks and stems in it?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of things down the sack of silver things. Well, we ain't trying to go back there.
Actually, I'd like to find some of that so I can make it again. But, yeah, I see in terms of that. But again, man, you know, if I want to show up with the 70s bell bottoms in the platform and the whole Parliament fit, and that's where I feel like my gangster left off, I never made it to the 90s. I never made it to 2000 era gangsterism. I'm only a 70s pimp player gangster. So what am I to do? Just sit here and burn with my record? I'm still spinning. 8 tracks, my brother said, get off me. Mic drop. Fuck. Done.
Not the mic drop.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that was silly. They don't pay us for being silly. They pay us for being smart.
So we can try that. We try to give them an inconsistent, be consistent. Try to be. No, let's jump on LeBron, you know?
Yeah, let's look at LeBron. Now, the reason they call him King, I'm going to bow down because I'm not the biggest fan. But to go to the playoffs, I mean, the final 6 years in a row, nobody's done that except for
the Celtics dynasty. Nobody's done that.
I don't know if they had.
Whatever it is he got on him or his mojo is, it's right when it comes to basketball. Now, his personality and all of the rest of the hoopla may not be right, but his basketball game is right. That's how I feel about Kobe. I don't like him personally, but when we look at it, hold on for a second, people.
He got some big bad dogs, see? The dogs is on my side because they feel me. They understand me. In fact, the dogs are not communicating at a high level. So when I show up at Greg's house for the barbecue with my gazelles on and my purple hammer suit, don't nobody be mad at me. The dogs love it.
Well, you know, that's just who they are. But yeah, man, I mean, so we can look at the fact that we may not like LeBron personally, but his basketball game is tight. And just like the last one last night, he took the team to the promised land, basically. He came out busting threes. He came out slamming on people. He did everything possible to wield that victory. And so for him to go six times, like you said, I got to bow down. I got to take my hat off. I may not like you personally for how you left Cleveland in the first round, but what I have to do respect you is your game is straight.
Yeah.
He may not be as tight as Kobe's or Jordan's as of yet, but, man, it's way up on the upswing.
No, he's a tight game, but you got to realize that brother's like a tall power forward. And I don't even think he's as tall as Draymond Green, is he?
I think he might be as tall as Draymond Green.
Well, he doesn't have the reach as Draymond Green, because Green can actually play center and can play it well. But my point is, when you compare two star-level athletes or team athletes, you know, if the team expects them to perform, performance athletes, you just see with LeBron, Kobe didn't get there 6 years in a row. Larry Bird didn't get there 6 years in a row. Magic didn't get there 6 years in a row. Kareem didn't get there 6 years in a row. Michael didn't get there. Now, out of the six, how many has he won? Two or three?
He has what?
I know he got at least two in Miami.
So that's the two that he got there. So he's 2 for 6.
He did not win in Cleveland because...
2 for 5, really, because this year makes it 6 years, so he's 2 for 5 right now. He won twice, and the other ones he lost.
Now, let me ask you something real quick. Can the Warriors make history by actually ending up in the finals by winning the next two games? Is there potential? Is there potential? That's all I'm asking.
They have the potential to do it. I don't think that they will do it because there's one beast in their way, and it's called Russell Westbrook. I don't think that they can get past that cat. That cat right there has wheels, plenty of games to swing his way in the last three victories that they had prior to this loss was all on Russell's back. From passing, you got a triple-double, you're doing the whole damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
it makes it hard for Curry to have to stick him and then go back down the court and score.
You know who was really killing him was the other one, though. Because Russell kind of fell off towards the fourth, although his stats were beautiful, stats were great. But when you look at the stats compared to when you just lay like a blueprint over the flow of the game, you can see that where he was struggling. And had he had a consistent superior game like the two prior, yeah, they would have knocked out the Warriors last night. The night before last. But I think my sense is, it is more difficult for Russell Westbrook to play high at that level than it is for his teammate. Give me his name, bro. I don't know why I can't remember.
Durant?
Durant really showed me that there's no quit to his game. And I really was impressed that even, you know, him down there falling down out of bounds, he's still trying to make the shot and make it. You know, just no quit to his game. And I guess sometimes over the years where I've seen OKC, I'm like, please beat San Antonio, please win. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they get to a point.
Well, you know, what's different this year is the fact the way that Russell is playing. He's not just taking the power two of playing differently. The power two are now trying to get the others involved.
Is that game tonight? Is that game tonight?
Yeah, it's a game tonight. And so with the others getting involved, helps them win evenly. Because you spread the court, you make easier lanes for them to drive, dish, or get open jump shots. So with them passing the ball and trying to keep everybody involved in the game, long as you keep Rupp in the game and getting him the ball early in the game and getting his head in the game right, he's okay through the rest of the game. But if you wait till the second quarter to try to start feeding, it's all over at that point.
Yeah.
I think them getting to the point of where they're at is on Russell's back for being the point guard that we thought he could be. Because he's not really a point guard as much as he is a shooting guard. And to make him, when he was at UCLA, he was a number two. He wasn't the number one. He was the number two at UCLA.
And
so now he's getting to the point of being a real point guard. And I think he's taking that chip on his shoulder from the league and everybody else talking trash and giving his Curry all the hype. And he's like, Curry ain't all of that. And he's making Curry look like he ain't all of that.
Well,
but Curry got to deal with a beast on the other end. So if I make you work harder on the defensive end, you're going to do well on the offensive end.
One thing that ESPN, Max and Marcellus pointed out that exactly what you said, and then Marcellus pointed out, but when we break down and do a blueprint of Curry's defense over the course of the game, he was not playing lesser than any baller. He just was not playing at the high level we know him to play. But based on his stats, they were damn good. So,
well, you know what it is, too? What you got to look at is the help defense. It's like when Russell brings the ball down, he got a damn near defend against three people. You see what I'm saying? So, if I blow past Curry, I still got to deal with two other players.
I feel like Curry and does better and Green when Livingston is in there and the dude with the funny name. I can't say it. What is it? Dagger. I just feel like when that couple of them second unit cats is in there moving and they don't, you know, like, I just feel like they're in a better place because the second.
Yeah, it's always quite good at home, bro. It's when they're on the road and they're in trouble.
Well, that debate is over because they don't have nothing left with road games. And so this time, NBA champions and NBA best team, best breaking, best wins ever and all of this, and MVP, y'all got to actually play these roles now. So, you know, it's one thing to manipulate the system, Hillary Clinton, and end up with the delegates and prior to any election. That's what she did, okay? But it's another thing to actually ball each election and then take fool on Bernie one-on-one and then dunk on his ass. Ooh, how you like that now? That was pretty good, huh?
That's perfect.
Well, it was pretty good. I guess we're running out of time, man. You know what? Well, thank you, lady. And by the way, what's your name, boo?
You don't call it boo, huh?
All right, that might be 5'9", as far as I know. I remember a couple of British accents, too. But we ain't going to keep getting into all that because you're going to get me in trouble.
I'm in trouble with you now.
Yeah, and I'm always getting in and out of it. All right, folks. Now, we will be back Tuesday, Real Talk, Real Entertainment. If something magical happens, I may come back Monday for a special edition. And let's pray that GRX picks up the mantle and comes with GRX Live.
Well, yeah, this Thursday we will do GRX Live, as you call it. I'm going to call it Higby Live because we're going to talk everything legal marijuana, medical marijuana, so you know whether that's growing.
Let me
get on the political side, which candidates we need to, who we think will be the best candidate for our personal situation. And just generally how it grows, you know. So we're going to try to cover a lot of spectrum and a lot of space with that. And anybody out there enjoy the show?
Yeah, I think they will. We'll call it GRX Live, Big Billy Report, okay? And so
I agree with that. I love you.
Well, I actually do this shit. Sometimes people are like, He don't do that. Yeah, he do. He ain't no producer. Yeah, he is. He ain't no DJ. Yeah, he do. He ain't no player. Yeah, he is. All righty, folks. Let's find some outro music. What do I want to hear? How about some basic ghetto game, gangsta, E-40, Tupac, Spice One, talking about it? What about it? All right, bro. Have a great day.
I'm really sorry, bro. I'll probably get back with you a little bit later on today.
I'll be here.
I'm going to go to my apartment in a minute anyway. So, check out the settings and tell you how that's working out. And then I got to get some friends from the neighborhood. So, it's going to be a good day, too.
Well, it's like that here because we're sampling and taking settings. So, call me back and we'll set up everything we need for our Thursday. Right out.